First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I am jealous of you, Ananta Forbes, because you are sailing on a beautiful ship, the Rotterdam, with Holland America, on your group cruise. So tell us how it's been so far.
It's amazing. I have to give Holland America kudos so far. A lot of the time has been spent on the ship because after our first day at their private island, Half K, we actually had 2 days at sea. So it's a good opportunity for guests who maybe have traveled a ways to get to the ship, to relax, to enjoy, to explore the ship and just get the feel of it as such. So what we've done pretty much is, you know, they have a beautiful gym that we've explored and used. We've walked on the deck, you know, in the beautiful sunshine. And it is so warm here, like it's plus 30 degrees. So when you warm on or walk on deck, you are really walking in heat. It's great. We are enjoying the sea breeze. At night, it still remains as warm as it is. There are different things that you can do, like bingo. They have different arts and crafts, such as coloring for adults. There's a games area that you can, you know, play Scrabble or checkers. There's a B.B. King bar, like lounge, and as well as the Rolling Stones lounge, where between 4 and 5, there's happy hours, so 50% off the drinks, which we were quite impressed with. We like that. And also, there's trivia. So, and at night, there's some pretty amazing music. And I have to say, on the ship, when you walk between the different decks, it's quite lovely as far as the artwork. One of the beautiful team members of Holland America, and, you know, he is doing a great job of, you know, making sure that the ship is clean for you. But we were just looking at the artwork, and he said, well, in the center of the ship on all decks, the artwork is about music. On the forward on all decks, it's about animals. And then at the after the ship, it's about architecture. So it's quite amazing. Like, it's not stuffy, boring artwork. It's really, it's contemporary, but it's not so contemporary you don't know what you're looking at. If you like 80s music or 70s music, British invasion music, you'll love it here.
Nice. Well, I have to admit, I am a bit of a Holland America snob, being a alumni from many years ago with Holland America. And yeah, the artworks on all of their ships are amazing. And it's kind of cool when you figure out the theme in certain areas, you can make a whole tour of just seeing all the artworks on board.
Yes, yes, that's correct. And just to let our listeners know, the Rotterdam, this particular Rotterdam is version 7. It was their original ship way back in the day, and this is one of their newest ships. It has almost 2,700 guests on board, and it's but you don't feel that you are crowded or there's lots of lineups. There's enough eating venues that you can enjoy, and lounges that you can have a nice beverage at, different opportunity to see different entertainment. So it flows quite well. Now, one of the things I do have to tell you about is an option that guests may consider. It's called Club Orange. Now, back in the day, did you have Club Orange?
We did not have Club Orange, not that I was aware of or I can remember.
Right. So it offers you different benefits. So basically, like priority check-in and disembarkation, you get to go to your own private dining area for breakfast and dinner. If available, you get a complimentary stateroom upgrade, and also the opportunity when you get these really nice Holland America bags anyway when you embark. But when your Club Orange, it's a little bit elevated Holland America travel bag, as well as robes. And they're beautiful robes, very comfortable. You get to skip the line and enjoy, as I say, access to specialty dining and tenders ashore. So something to consider when you are out and out and about talking to your travel agent and thinking, okay, well, I'd like to go on haul in America and maybe I'd like to take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting back to your point of 2 sea days after the private island of Half Moon Cay, I always thought it was great to alternate, like sea day, port day, and that way you kind of can rest up after a port day, because in the heat, it can wear you out if you're doing port day, tour after tour, and pretty soon you're tuckered out after the third or fourth day. So I always thought that was a good cruise to have.
Right. And it is nice to have that relaxation because it is your holiday. You don't want to be go, go, go all the time. And we've talked about it before. Some people like that and we never want to take that away. But it's also nice to relax and just to enjoy who you're with or just enjoy the ship as the destination as well as the ports of call.
Now, are you spoilt with a balcony cabin?
Yes, I'm very lucky. I'm very, very lucky. I am in a beautiful Vista suite. So in a Vista suite, we do have a great cabin, veranda, lots of room to enjoy the lounge chairs that are out there. We have a little sitting area here as well as one of the biggest TVs I've ever seen on a cruise ship. I'm surprised, but my partner loves it because he's been watching the baseball games on it and there's always NFL, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a sports fan, don't think you're going to miss out because they have it on either in your room or, on the big screen above the pool area as well.
Very nice. Now, your first port of call, as you mentioned, was Half Moon Cay, which is a private land, which is absolutely gorgeous, by the way. And anybody who's sailed on Holland America and stopped there knows that. But today you're in Curacao. So tell us a little bit about Curacao.
So today I have the wonderful opportunity of hosting our group guests. Again, they're from all over North America, Canadians as well as people from Florida. Interestingly enough, like they take advantage of just, having a very short commute, Ohio, Kentucky. And then we have some people from the Vancouver area as well. And so today, being an ensemble guest and also, courtesy of your travel advisor, we got to have our own private shore excursion enjoying the island. So we went through and just walked through different points of interest. There's a lot of history regarding what had happened with the slave trade back in the day. That's still very important that we can't forget. Seeing the beautiful city or town of Williamstead. And one of the things that will catch your eye is the Queen Emma Bridge, which is a swinging bridge that swings open and allows boats to go through. And then the beautiful different color facade of the buildings, which I'm sure you've seen it on, Instagram or, if you've seen anything about Curacao, that really does stand out. We went to like a typical, I would say, village where you got to see how they cooked and how they created meals in these very simple but very effective stove areas, how they carried the water on the ladies on their head from the well to their homes, and how the guide showed us how they swing their hips so that they have a balance to it and the water doesn't spill out. Very interesting. Very interesting how they use every, nature to have different gourds and different utensils to eat with and to cook with as well. And then we also went to a Curacao making factory, and our guests were able to taste 3 different kinds of Curacao liqueur. But it was really interesting. Like you could have coffee or you could have blue. It was or tamarind, so different flavors. And then we went to a local restaurant for lunch, and it was a very, very good cuisine, like stewed meat or beef or chicken, they had fish as well as lulu, which is like placenta rolled into a little ball, rice and beans, like all the things that you think of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, as guests, there's beverages included and lots of opportunity along the way to just, you know, take pictures and ask questions of our guide, who is very, very knowledgeable, and we're very good hands with our driver.
Now, did your guide tell you the story of why the buildings are so colorful and painted in those pastel colors of pink and orange and blue? Did he tell you the story behind that?
No, he didn't. She didn't, actually.
Well, apparently, and I'll do the really quick version of this, way back when the governor, who suffered from migraines, all the buildings were painted white. And so the sun would shine brightly on these white buildings and give him migraines. And so he ordered all the buildings painted colors so it would alleviate his migraines. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But that's the story they tell of why the buildings are all so colorful.
Well, that's a great story.
That's one thing I know about Willemstad. I also know that you talked about the slave museum. It's one of the, it's an amazing, amazing site, and one of those things you must kind of see if you're in Willemstad, whether you're on a cruise or there for you know, a week or a vacation or whatever. And the swinging bridge is always fun, and just to watch all the ships go by and watching it opening and closing is fun too.
Yeah, it's a nice, you know, a nice atmosphere. And I have to say, being in the Caribbean, experiencing it again today, the opportunity to, you know, interact with the locals, who are beautiful people, very kind, very welcoming, and very colorful. So, you know, you see them in their beautiful dress, the different prints, and they're an attraction in itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do dress very colorfully there. It really is an amazing city. I do love Curaçao and the city of Willemstad. It really, really is a vibrant place. So now what's ahead? Like what ports of call do you have in the coming days?
Right. So we actually have in total 5 sea days. So we've experienced 2. And so tomorrow's a sea day. And then the next day is Cartagena, Colombia. So I was there earlier this year. So I'm looking forward to going back and seeing some other things that maybe I've missed the first go around. And then we're going to transit the Panama Canal. And then you have the opportunity to go on different shore excursions, whether it's on a boat, a smaller boat ride, going to see the wildlife, going to see indigenous villages. And then after that, we're going to go to, in the evening, we'll be in Colón, Panama. And then we're going to Costa Rica. And then the last port of call is Georgetown in the Cayman Islands.
Well, and I've always said this, there is nothing better than a Caribbean night. So once the sun goes down, it stays warm and it's absolutely gorgeous. You get a slight breeze blowing, uh-huh, and there's nothing better sitting outside and enjoying a Caribbean evening.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. So, you know, talk to your travel advisor. This might be something that you may want to consider for the upcoming winter months that we're going to get.
So we look forward to hearing from you next week about your cruise. But I understand now that you have a special guest with us to tell us more about, you know, the groups and events and what goes on with Holland America. So I'll let you take it away and introduce him.
So I have with me Jannard, which is he's allowing me to say Nard as his name, and he is my groups and events coordinator. And so he was my first contact with, you know, touching base and making sure that all the events that we had staged or in place for our Ensemble Travel guests could go forth seamlessly. And so we had talked that we had the cocktail party, and we also today we came back from an excursion that was created especially for our Ensemble guests. But Nard, you're a busy man. So tell me tell me all the things that you do for groups such as myself, mm-hmm, as well as other groups that include weddings, mm-hmm, or multi-generation. Mm-hmm. So what kind of groups do you get?
Yeah. So basically, I get the groups who get in contact with head office before coming on board. So I handle them on board. So whatever arrangements they made with the head office before coming on board, I make sure are in place when they come, are met when they come. So these groups hold different kinds of meetings and parties on board. For the most part, they hold cocktail parties, get-togethers, birthday anniversary parties, and then just like your group, you had a cocktail party a couple of days ago. And then what else? And of course, some groups would also have like lectures or a simple gatherings in the meeting rooms to talk about, you know, topics that they're dealing with as a group, depending on what kind of group they are.
So it could be a leisure group or it could be a corporate group, a business.
Various groups, basically.
Right.
Yes.
That's good. And so do you also create... like you've met with me, so we could make sure that it's very seamless, so that you also do that with other people too.
Yes.
So we
certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, so before the group leader comes on board, I make sure that I set up the group letter.
Yes.
In their room. Mm-hmm. So that's basically the welcome letter, notifying them of who I am or who the group coordinator is, and event coordinator is, and to notify them of the list of activities prepared for the group.
Right.
That way, they can, you know, come forward and look for me and let's say ask for additional amenities or additional setups or if they want to modify something, then I can double check on that and I can get back to them.
Right. Yeah. So this is really important, Randy, because as you know, I'm sure when you were a crew member on board Hall in America, you saw this where, like, for me, I just wanted to make sure, like, I had a table set up for all my name tags, that we had the bartender available and ready to, you know, provide our guests with a beverage of their choice, as well as they had amazing hors d'oeuvres. So it's not just... you know, your travel advisor working with Hall in America before the cruise, it's during the cruise as well to make sure different things happen as well. And so that's really important. And I like what you said. One of the things he helped me with is I did a broadcast welcome voicemail. So I recorded a voicemail and I was able to send it out to our multiple cabins to welcome the guests, tell them where the cocktail party was and, you know, to remind them of the excursion that they have set up for them and tell them, you know, where cabin I was in. So that's really important. And another thing that I learned on this cruise is the chat function between the guests.
Oh, so, yes. Yeah. On the Navigator app.
Yeah. So yes. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So, that's basically the most famous feature of the Navigator application. So that allows guests on board to chat with each other. Mm-hmm. Although it doesn't come with a group chat feature yet. Mm-hmm. So you can only send a personal message to one guest at one time.
Right.
And then, of course, the conversation history gets retained. But you have the option to delete the history if you wish to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that for me was super helpful.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking to my guests that way, as well as, you know, touching base with NARD and getting the welcome letters sent to the individual cabins. And, you know, the cabins may have moved because they might have upgraded or they, you know, for whatever reason, maybe the guests just wasn't able to come onto the cruise. We were able to know that as well. So, In conjunction with NARD, there's also, you have guest services personnel.
Correct.
That can assist with that. Yes. Right.
Yeah. So as group and event coordinator, I also work as part of guest services. And I actually serve as one of the guest services supervisors. So, yeah, I work hand in hand with the guest services team associates. And you can also sometimes see me at the desk assisting guests, answering queries from guests. And yeah, it's basically what I do as group and event coordinator. And I just wanted to add that apart from handling groups, mm-hmm. I also am the one in charge of the Mariner program on board.
Right.
So that means that for the most part, the Mariners, especially yeah. the high Mariners,
yes.
they know that they need to go to the group and event coordinator in case they have queries pertaining to their cruise history, to their Mariner benefits on board. So I also deal with that.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's really, yeah, you're a busy guy.
I am, I should say.
And so with the Mariner, like, do you want to just explain what Mariners are with Holland
America? Oh, yes, yeah. So Mariner Rewards Program is a Holland America Line's loyalty program. Mm-hmm. So once a guest has sailed once with Holland America Line, on their next Holland America Line cruise, they are considered one star. Mm-hmm. So as you accumulate a certain number of cruise day credits, mm-hmm. your cruise, your tier mm-hmm. Upgrades.
Okay.
So let's say to become a two star, you have to have 30 cruise day credits. Mm-hmm. And you earn these cruise day credits by sailing, of course. Like this cruise, this is a 12-day cruise. Uh-huh. And so you'll earn 12 cruise day credits at the end of this cruise.
Okay.
Yes. Other than that, you also earn extra cruise day credit uh-huh. from eligible onboard spending.
Okay.
So eligible onboard spending includes crew appreciation charges, shore excursions, drinks, uh-huh. restaurant charges, and so on and so forth. Basically, right. just the charges, casino charges,
yeah.
cash advance charges, and other certain fees are not included in the eligible onboard spending.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have to say, Randy, for the first couple of days that we were on board, guest services is a very popular destination.
Oh, yes.
So it's nice to have that resource for guests that just might need that extra explanation with regards to what they need to know to enjoy their cruise to the fullest.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it's great to have someone like Nard to help you out, to smooth out any kind of issues or anything like that and point everybody in the right direction with your group. Well, it all sounds amazing. I am very jealous. We're looking forward to hearing more about your cruise next week on Anta. And Nard, I do appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule. I'm sure you got lots of things to do to give us some insight of what a groups and events coordinator does on board a Holland America ship. So I appreciate you doing that.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
And I'm going to take his picture. And I'm going to put it on my Instagram and my Facebook.
And that's that would be a good segue to mention that people can follow your adventures on the Rotterdam on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. And your website is onantaforbes.com. So I appreciate you doing this, Onanta. We look forward to chatting with you next week. And thank you again, Nard.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.